We're One Direction
stands.
And this is our
podcast.
Nope.
Bitch.
We were just talking about Horny Kermit already.
No, off mic.
Off mic Horny Kermit conversation. If you don't know what I mean by Horny Kermit, don't look into it any further. God bless you.
You don't need to. Because
no.
We don't know. Horny Kermit just likes to pop in whenever he wants.
No, Horny Kermit has been banned
from
the podcast and my life.
This is bullshit.
Welcome to our One Direction podcast. Horny Kermit?
I'm just a horny little green freak.
I will quit this podcast.
You're a coward.
With like 12 episodes to go, I will leave this space and I will never return.
Harry's gotta go. Slam. Anyways, Horny Kermit's gone, guys.
Are you finished? This is a podcast about One Direction. And sometimes horny childhood puppets.
Sure. Sometimes Toontown.
Sometimes
canonically horny.
Sometimes we get off on tangents, usually about making children's creatures.
It's not always our fault, okay? The creators of Cars fucking started it when they gave the cars kids. Okay? Of course we're going to ask the question, did those cars fuck? They were asking for it. I'm going to watch a movie where cars have children and I'll be like, oh, how did those get there? Grow up! Anyways.
Now are you finished?
We listen to a different One Direction song.
Yeah, we do.
And then we talk about it. And we do some other fun stuff with it.
We talk about the song. We do One Direction lore, where we talk about the history of the band and weird stories.
So
today's a short but sweet.
Great.
And we talk about where these boys are now. Lots of places.
Always doing a lot.
Stirring things up, releasing beautiful albums, dating teenagers. Who knows?
Makes it sound like it's all one member.
Well, yeah. LP1 is a beautiful album.
A beautiful album.
It literally just hit me that's LP, like an album, is an LP.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Shaped like a model or some kind of bottle.
I hate that you made me think of that again.
It's Liam's fault, not mine.
Anyways. Yeah, this week we're on season 5, album 5, album made in the AM, song... End of the day.
End of the day.
And guest.
We have a drum roll. First time to the
Such
Fox.
A bad drum roll.
I've never heard a drum in my entire life. Not
this
one
is a
fucking time.
This is a music podcast.
Never in my life.
Okay.
You show me a picture of a drum and you're like, what the fuck is that? No idea.
No idea? Are we ready?
Taylor's here!
Taylor! Welcome to the podcast! Sorry!
Hey, can we dox you? Can we say your last name?
Oh, yeah.
Just leave it at
listener,
first.
First time caller.
Oh, God bless.
I'm here to talk about One Direction.
Mm.
I have tabs opened on my internet browser of pictures of all of the boys.
God bless.
Wow! You're so ready! Well, then,
yeah,
are you ready
kinda.
For our first question for you?
Yes.
Looking at all those pictures, we have a very important test.
Oh, yeah, we're just diving right in.
Yeah, no, I don't care about anything else. Is there something else we should say?
I feel like normally we do the What's Your History with One Direction, but...
Oh, well, what's your history with One Direction, Taylor?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
I, I have no history with depression whatsoever.
You're friends with Emily Y, so you know of them.
Have you heard the song What Makes You Beautiful?
I have heard the song What Makes You Beautiful. I believe I heard it when I was in youth group.
Yeah.
For the first time.
But do you remember, because we were on the same trip, we were over in Seattle when the Best Song Ever video was released, and me and Anna were, like, in our, like, room losing our minds.
Are these all youth group memories?
Camp memories.
This was a camp,
yeah. Christian camp memories. Wait, don't leave it out.
Emily, was this the night where Jonathan went and tracked down a VCR so that we could watch Shrek 2 on the TV in the dorm we were staying at?
Why do I only remember watching Pacific Rim? Did we watch
Pacific Rim? We super didn't watch Pacific Rim. We watched Shrek.
Did you watch
Pacific Rim 2?
I have, like, some memory of watching Pacific Rim somehow. Anyways, guys, we digress.
Anyways, One Direction.
Not a lot of history. Great.
That means that we can dive right in to our favorite question.
All five boys. Mm-hmm. Marry, screw, kill, best friend, cruise. The first three are self-explanatory. The last three, or plus two. Best friend, which one would you want to be your best friend? And then cruise, who would you want to go on a cruise with? Keep in mind that a big part of that is karaoke. We've decided.
Yeah.
Like, who do you want to sing karaoke on a cruise?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just something to think about.
Okay.
You can do this entirely based on looks. Do Dirt of a Play its cover. Would love to know.
Well, I think that I have to marry Harry, correct?
Correct. Yep. No. Good call.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, no? I'm pretty sure that that's actually true.
Yeah. You would marry him based on his looks?
Okay, I'm looking at...
Who'd you screw?
I'm looking at photos. Okay, so Liam's photo is the only one that comes up as, like, a weird black and white sexy photo.
That makes so much sense.
God, Liam would be so gratified to hear that.
Yeah. No, he definitely, like... mix up the algorithm so that would happen. Yeah, like, he
paid, like, thousands of
dollars. It might be his album cover.
Oh, that could be fair. Anyway, sorry.
I don't know what it is, but he'd, like, everybody else's is just, like, them cheesing at some event. Like,
even Zane?
And then he's shirtless, and he's wearing sweats.
To Google this right now.
So I'd fuck him. You'd fuck him.
Woo!
Is it screw? Am I not allowed to swear? No, you're talking about...
No.
We talk about this a lot, that I just only learned that game in the context of youth group.
Yeah.
And so even though it's inappropriate to play at youth group, like, I guess the only way that we thought it was inappropriate was that we couldn't say fuck. And I just, like, in my mind, it's Mary Screw Kill. That's how I think of that game.
Yeah.
But you say fuck all you want. We do.
Honestly, okay, cool. I feel like we would always do the, like, the further one was it wasn't Mary Screw Kill, it was Mary Screw Barry.
I like the rhyming aspect. Wow. It's nice.
Anyways, okay, fuck Liam. Bold choice. Okay.
Yeah, bold choice. But, like, I see your reasoning and I respect it.
Yeah.
You should know that he is the worst.
He's terrible.
Just, well, like, so absolutely.
You saw his little thotty picture.
Should I have killed him?
No.
Hey, you gotta follow your
take back.
You made your choice.
Fair enough.
You've already fucked Liam. It's already happened.
All right, here's a serious question. Was he a car from the movie Cars when I fucked him?
Great question.
Were you a car from the movie Cars?
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as Mater.
I really thought you were going to say Lightning McQueen, but I respect, you know what?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Mater.
Liam,
a good
is
dude.
One of those cars where they're, like, trying to make it, like, look like a really cool car, but it just, like, looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, embarrassing how fancy it is. It has those dumb doors that, like, lift up, like, and you're like, it's not the Batmobile, just drive, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, who are you killing? Let's go. It's murder. Let's do it.
I'm gonna kill Zane. I'm killing Zane.
Ooh, okay. All right, there you go.
Yeah. Why? Because you know he left.
I know he left, and he looks like a douche.
In
his one photo that I have pulled up.
He's never smiling in photos.
Louis looks really sweet.
Yeah.
And then Niall, I actually have an article pulled up that piqued my interest. that's called Niall Horan responds to petition from fans begging him to date Selena Gomez.
We're gonna be talking about that article today. Hey. In Where Are They Now?
What?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
What is this article? I didn't even read it. I was like starting to.
I'll give you the deeds. There's a petition that has a lot of signatures.
Wow.
I mean, but like. Yeah, sure. That's great. But do they like each other?
They're pals.
They're good friends. We'll skip ahead real fast. We'll break all the rules to Where Are They Now. So you can read my commentary, which is people are bullying him to date Selena Gomez, and he should date Selena Gomez, so people still need to calm down. That's how I feel about it. Like, they are correct. Like, don't make a petition, you weirdos. Like, yeah.
Hey, you know what petition rules they should sign? Rules are made to be broken.
Love is made to be dictated by petitions.
That's fair.
That is how the full saying goes.
The petition that deserves attention, though, is the petition that is petition for Emily.
Can you say petition again?
Petition. What did I say?
You just said it like four times.
The petition for Emily, the diabetic human, to meet, I forget the name of the koala, but there's a diabetic koala who died. But anyways, I started a petition to meet them.
Do you want to petition Jesus to meet him in heaven?
Do you want to meet the dead koala?
I want to meet a dead koala.
I would like to pay my respects.
I want to meet a dead koala to look at Oprah and Deacon.
I would like to lay to rest all of my old like diabetes supplies and like my CGM sensor.
Next to the koala?
Just put it on his grave. I assume that he was buried and has a tombstone.
A full Christian burial. Nothing less.
He was cremated.
Ooh, all right, who's your best friend? Let's find out.
Best friend best friend is Louis. Okay. He looks like a sweetheart.
Yeah, he is. He's going to drive you crazy.
He's going to drive you crazy?
Yeah, he's going to call you in the middle of the night. I feel like Louis would be, as a best friend, like one of those friends that you love so much, but like you're like with your friends, you're like, okay, but like sometimes? Like, you know? Like that's
everybody.
That's Louis. You know, well,
yeah. I feel like he would everybody's be like the one thing. To like call you at like 1 in the morning and be like, time to go out. She'd be like, I am. You'd be like,
that's not like fun. Yeah. Except for my parents woke me up at, like, midnight and took me to get milkshakes, which was the most ballroom my parents have ever done.
What?
Yeah, they, like, put me and my sister to bed. We're, like, good night. It was probably not midnight. It was probably, like, 8:30. But they, like, came back in, like, an hour later. Or probably not even an hour. I don't know that we had, like, fully fallen asleep. And they were, like, surprise, we're going to Sonic! And it was, like, a cute little bit they did. Yeah.
Wow.
It was baller.
You got a milkshake? Shouts out. You got a limeade?
That sounds great. Someday I hope to be woken up to go to milkshakes. That'd be really nice.
Everyone should encourage everyone in their lives. No, like, a limeade is, like, not a treat in the same way that a milkshake is a treat. A limeade is, like, if I'm also getting fries and a burger or something. Refreshing. Sorry, where did I get fries at Sonic? That was so embarrassing. Tots.
You idiot.
God. Okay, you're going on a cruise with Niall.
Emily has to go.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going on a cruise with Niall.
That is a great
and
it's choice.
And girlfriend, Selena Gomez, that he's legally obligated to date.
It's true. If they reach he a certain number, yeah, no, there's no other way around it. Niall would be great on a cruise. You should know that. We'll do a quick rundown of these boys so that when we're, like, shit-talking them in a little bit, you'll understand. Okay, Harry is the hottest and the most talented.
Yeah, and he's so charming.
It's
so wonderful.
Yeah, it's just, like, not, you can't argue that. I mean, Zane has a better voice, but Harry also has a good voice, he's also, like, a good person.
Yeah.
He's very charming. He's, like, a weirdo in, like, a very, like, sweet way. Yeah. He loves his mom.
In a fun way.
Like, and he like, loves painting his nails.
He tracked down the woman that made Joni Mitchell's
Dulcimers.
And just, like,
and was like, I want a dulcimer, and then they, like, hung out and played the dulcimer together. Louis, like, we hated him,
he's been on a long journey.
He's grown on us. He's like our little brother. Like, we can make fun of him, but you can't. And by you, I don't mean you. I mean, like, anyone who isn't us.
Okay.
He does suck, but we love him.
And then he got, like, ugh. But now he's, like, really pulling it back around.
Yeah, he's also had, like, a pretty tragic life. And, like, his mom died and his sister died. And it's very sad. And we're all just, like, rooting for him. Yeah. Liam just sucks.
Oh my god, he's the fucking worst.
Liam is the worst person. Liam, like, first dated a judge from The X Factor who met him when he was 14, and then they had a child together and named it Bear, and then he broke up with her and, like, immediately started dating a 17-year-old. So just, like, his whole vibe is, like, very bad and wrong.
And he's, of course, an absentee father.
He's an absentee father to young Bear. He, like, thinks he's gonna be the next Justin Timberlake, but he, like, isn't good at it or, like, charming.
He released a shit album.
Shit album.
So bad.
Really bad. Zayn sucks because he betrayed us. Sometimes I feel bad about how much we hate Zayn because Zayn is, like, also troubled and, like, has a lot of mental health issues.
Yeah.
And also was, like, really, like, pegged as, like, the weird, dark, mysterious one just because, like, he is, like, Muslim, I think. And the media was like, oh, a brown kid in a boy band, what do we do? And they were like, he's the mysterious one.
What an enigma.
It's not great. And we want the best for him, but he's a little fuckboy.
Yeah.
And he's mean to his brothers.
One Direction.
One Direction. Niall is just broing out.
Oh my God.
All day, every day.
He's just the Niall most is just little
hanging in Ireland, playing golf with his mates, going to the pubs.
Watching footy.
Watching footy on the telly. And, like, releasing an album every few years with, like, some nice acoustic songs on it. And then just, like, going back home to Mullingar. We love him.
We love him so much.
Fair enough.
That's it.
Yep.
Did we sum it up? You made pretty good decisions, although you probably got an STI from Liam. I'm so sorry. Yeah. You should get checked.
I used protection.
Okay, that's, thank God.
I don't even know. I'm still worried.
Yeah.
He had a lyric in his way to get into latest album where, what did he say? I'm going to do your butt in the car.
It was ass.
It was ass.
Hold up.
I'm gonna do your ass in the car.
Yeah.
That was the sentence he formed and was like, you know, let's sing it.
Yeah.
Let's put that to music.
On. Can I marry him instead, actually?
Honestly, if you want to reform him, be our guest.
If
you want a
project,
know?
If you're looking for a project, then go for it.
Yeah, he's gonna be it's gonna be a real fixer-upper.
Yeah.
You know?
I like a challenge.
It's coming for you. Should we talk about this song?
Yeah.
This song is fucking insane.
Oh my gosh. Guys, what a fucking...
It's so silly.
Of a song.
It's so stupid, and I'm here for it,
right?
And we're going to talk about it, but it angers me, but it's also fun.
It is, like, my Quasimodo. Like, it is just this, like, weird, like, misshapen lump, and I just, like, love it with my whole heart.
Your Quasimodo.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I liked the song.
This song is
five
songs.
I thought it was strange, but I liked it.
It's too many songs!
It's so fun!
It's like a mashup.
Right?
No.
I have thoughts, but play the song.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we are going to play it this time because there is a live performance of it. I haven't watched
Surprise.
It yet. Have you?
I started it.
Okay. You didn't finish it.
No.
No follow through.
I watched it in its entirety. I'll have you know.
Whoa! The
Prepared.
Student becomes the master.
You should host.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to go.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's fine. We got like 10 episodes left. They're all yours, buddy.
You got it. Okay.
Woo!
That's a new sheriff in town.
I think this was when Harry had, like, a head cold, too, so he's simple.
I kind of like how, like, raspy he is.
Right?
He sounds like a cool guy who smokes cigarettes.
How dare you say that about Harry? Oh, Harry definitely jewels.
Oh, God. I hate that is true.
Right?
It breaks my heart, but you're totally right.
Niall
looks really good.
I forgot that they sang this live.
Yeah, it's from what I've been reading, and I didn't...
Oh, no, at the end of the day.
And you want, and you say what you say,
and you follow your heart, even though it'll break sometimes.
I think
Hold
they
on.
Released.
Is Liam's full chest out, or was that just like his arm moving in front of his chest?
I mean, when is he not just?
I feel like he gets thotty on stage a lot. Oh no!
Oh no! It's like a sweater. Actually, that's kind of a fun sweater, Liam. I've never seen Liam get adventurous with his fashion.
Oh.
And Louis is sort of like, why don't these boys wear sweaters more? Probably because they're sweating on stage. It's a monster.
It's a monster woman in the song.
But girl, it's only you. I do want to discuss that Liam has a monster face on his sweater.
Yeah.
Just a weird choice.
Yeah.
Just really unexpected. I just feel like this segment is always us recapping their fashion. We don't get to do enough anymore, so now you guys know. know at the end of the day.
Really giving it.
Yeah, no, they're like in it. I like the whole lighting setup. I like that two of them are in sweaters. This is the best Liam has looked. I mean, Louis in ages for us.
That's true. Although still, I just don't like his little emo girl side sweep.
No, the hair is just utterly tragic, and there's nothing to be done about it. Yeah, but
Harry gets to yell.
He loves to yell. Harry finds a way to yell. Always. Even if, yeah, the song doesn't call for it.
They ask him to sing one note, and he starts screaming.
Ooh, just blew a kiss to the audience.
Harry, stop flirting.
Oh, or a little flirt. Oof, nice. Is that adult man?
Is
that Charles? Shout out to Sasha. We just found your boyfriend in this One Direction video. It really doesn't look like him.
We'll send it to you.
We'll screenshot. I want that monster sweater. Someone buy me that monster sweater. Not the one that Liam wore. I don't want that curse. Do you think that Liam has any cursed objects in his home?
I don't feel like he knows that they're cursed.
That's what I'm asking, yeah. Who from One Direction is the likeliest to own a cursed object?
I feel like Liam unintentionally, Harry intentionally.
That's correct. That is the right answer.
Thank you so much.
End of the day, y'all. We'll start with this. The 1D Wiki, our constant source, says, lyrically, the song describes relationship troubles and learning to be secure and what one knows about love. Which, kind of.
Or maybe it's about a demon dating a human.
Is that your movie pitch?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Before we even can, start talking about this fucking banana song, we will go through the writers, Julian Bonetta and John Ryan. Taylor, for the uninitiated, though, they read all the 1D songs. Starting with our friend, Jamie Scott. He was not involved in this one.
Yeah, said, fuck you, Jamie.
Whoa.
That's what they said. I didn't say it.
Just quoting. Don't shoot the messenger.
Is he usually involved?
Yes.
Yeah, there's usually three J's. Today there were two J's. Also, Ed Druitt and Wayne Hector, who wrote Best Song Ever and Still My Girl. Jacob Casher, who I guess also wrote on Perfect and has also written for Charlie Puth, Meghan Trainor, and Maroon 5.
Yikes!
And then Gamal, I think, G-A-M-A-L, Lewis, but apparently his stage name is Lunch Money Lewis, which, by the way, is a great stage name. Lunch Money Lewis, fuck
yeah.
He is a rapper who writes for Nicki Minaj. I don't know what he's doing on this song. He stumbled into that studio, and they're like, you're here for the One Direction song? And he was like, yes.
Sure. I am.
He wrote that one line about the priest singing it's the devil, and then was like, gotta go. He's still just cashing in checks.
Gotta blast.
Guess which two members of One Direction wrote this song? Can you guess?
I already saw it.
Louis and Liam. They can't be trusted. But remember how last album they wrote so many good songs? I was really proud of them.
Listen, I think we're on different takes here. This is not a bad song.
I know.
This is really not a bad song.
It's two potentially good songs that together make one bad song.
But it's just, I don't know. There's something about it where I feel like it's somehow like the two being melded together that just makes it even more incredible. I feel like if they were separated, I'd just be like, they're fine. It's somehow the fact that they're together where I'm just like, let's fucking go!
Alright, I love it. I love that energy.
Can we start off, though? I do think the beginning, did you pull up the lyrics?
Butcher
them. But the beginning part where it's just me, her, and the moon.
Yeah, no, it's really lovely.
I love that
verse. I love how Harry sings it.
Yes.
Specifically. He sounds very nice.
I told her that I loved her, was not sure if she heard. The roof was pretty windy and she didn't say a word. Party dying downstairs had nothing left to do. Just me, her, and the moon.
Yes, it's great.
I fucking love it.
I agree. So why does it then go into the chorus?
Because then we gotta have a bass drop.
Okay, here's my other thing. And I'm really shitting on this, even though my notes are this doesn't work, but also I kind of love it. I'm halfway on your side. Because I do really like the sound of the verse, and I do really like the sound of the chorus. I don't like them together. And also, like, the the verses are like, this woman said no to me quite clearly. First with subtlety, and then Roseanne couldn't take a hint with words. And the chorus is like, she's the one I want, baby. Okay, she does not say I love you back, right? That's where we start. Then she said the night was over. I said it's forever. And then the choruses could be like, oh, sometimes your heart gets broken. And, like, that totally works with that. If the song is like, sometimes your heart's broken, that's it. That's the whole story. But then it ends with, you're the one that I want at the end of the day. This is, like, a love song for this girl who is clearly telling him no. All right. Over and over.
To be fair, they don't know if she heard.
She said the night was over. He said it's forever. This is my take. I think this is two very good different songs.
Okay.
Lyrically and musically.
I just think it's so much more fun that they're together.
Yeah, they were trying to make We Are Young by Fun, and then they didn't. I feel like.
This one just feels, I don't know. There's just something about it that just feels different to me, that just feels so, like, uniquely One Direction, and is just, like, so insane and so fun.
Sure.
And, like...
Okay, hold on. Can we talk about how the chorus is basically What's Going On by Four Non Blondes?
Oh!
And so I wake in the morning and I step
Oh my god! Holy shit, maybe this is why I love it so much.
I do love that song.
Oh my God. I heard that song and I was like, hold on.
I've heard this song before. One Direction has a strong history of just taking the melodies from past pop
Everything's
songs.
Everything's derivative.
Yeah. But it's like, it's there. It's there. And, like, they'll say it. They'll be their songwriters will be like, oh yeah, no, we know that it sounds exactly like Baba O'Reilly. Like, we thought that was a fun song, so we made our own version. But they're like, not even. Which is fine. I think it's fine. The songs are good, so also, make another good one.
We need to talk about the most iconic verse.
Okay. We don't even have time to unpack all of this.
I said it's forever. 20 minutes later, wound up in the hospital. The priest thinks it's a devil. My mom thinks it's the flu. But girl, it's only
I would
you.
Like to, like, literally unpack that word by word. Like, there were, like, poetry classes that I took in college where it was literally, like, let's take it literally word by word.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do with this verse. We don't have the time. It is, like, a very confusing short story. Like, it feels like,
know, like what
baby Elvis? Shoes never worn. You know? Like, there's a lot going on here.
Like, I'm assuming, so it's gotta be, like, stomach flu. They gotta be vomiting. Because the priest is like, okay, this is, like, an exorcist kind of situation. And the mom's like, you just got the stomach flu. And he's like, no, I just told a girl that I loved her.
And so now I don't know if she's can't yes, stop vomiting.
I gotta vomit! Gotta get these bad feelings out of here.
It's also, like, if this girl liked him, she'd be like, I'm so sorry you're vomiting. I love you too, you know?
How would that work in a fucking song set? I know that you want a full narrative, but...
What is that verse?
Ever since Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, we haven't had a song with a full goddamn narrative.
Listen, because they knew they couldn't perfect it, you know?
If somebody said that they loved you, and then you weren't sure about it, and you didn't say it back, but then they started throwing up, would you say that you loved them back?
Honestly, to, like, avoid the awkward moment, I'd probably be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I love you, and then I'd be like, oh no, I'm trapped.
What? God.
Hold on. What?
What? We need to unpack this.
That is not the correct answer.
No. Wouldn't you feel bad that you made somebody throw up?
I've read too many times.
No, I didn't make them throw up intentionally. That
you
would be fandom threat.
Say that you love them. Just go like, okay, hold on. You're not like, oh, I'm sorry. You're like,
my god.
Oh shit,
can I?
Let's go clean this up. Do you need water? Are you gonna throw up again? Let me find a trash
can. Can I leave?
A toilet.
Even a bowl.
A goddamn bowl.
Okay. Can I?
I'm not going to apologize to them and then say that I love them? Take him to the goddamn hospital.
I'm leaving the podcast. You guys have fun. Enjoy your new co-host.
Meet me at the hospital. I call my mom.
We got another one.
Meet me at the hospital. It's serious.
Okay. I want to know how we went from this, literally the most insane One Direction verse, maybe song verse ever, and turned it onto roasting me? Like, it's said, my fault?
I apologize and tell them that you love them.
I'm not saying that.
I would like to.
Oh my god! Either let me continue speaking or move on from the topic.
I was trying to share my set. You just got to share. Do you have more to say?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
I was going to let you continue speaking.
It's not worth it. I don't want to get roasted anymore. We're finished. Do you want to hear the best Galaxy Brain take yet from the Directioners?
Sure, sure, sure.
Were you like, this couldn't be a Larry song, right? There's no way. Nah. Just you wait. Some fans have Taylor, Larry is the ship name for Louis and Harry. A lot of One Direction fans believe with their whole hearts that they are in love. They're not.
Okay.
Yeah, it literally tore apart their friendship. It's fine.
It's really fucked up. Some fans have speculated the song could allude to same-sex relationships with lyrics such as, you love who you love, there ain't no other way, and priest thinks it's the devil, my mom thinks it's the flu, in reference to those who condemn gay relationships.
Okay, like, sure, I get the priest part. The mom part, though?
I read one explanation that was like, that. People think being gay is a sickness. And I was like, not the flu. So anyway, one of my favorite things that our shows have brought us thus far.
Sure, 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 sure.
Really good shit.
Yeah.
Really fun stuff.
Again, just leave it at the priest thinks it's the devil, and the mom thinks it's a flu part that gets me.
Also, they say, but, they're a group of men singing, but girl, it's only you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about a gay relationship.
I had to throw it in there. I gotta throw them off the scent.
Woo! Yep. Always do. Oh, I like the LOOs. That's a positive I have to say. I love when these boys give me an LOO. That guitar solo at the end doesn't belong. That's a third song. They dropped in another one. Why is it there? I don't know. I do have positive things to say about the song. I really like I feel like, that's what I'm saying. I like the song that the verses are from. I like the song that the chorus is from. I don't like that they mash them together, lyrically or musically. That is my take. So I like the bones of it, but it doesn't work.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
We have had your take. Taylor, what is your take?
we've really unpacked it quite a bit in Emily's take. I thought it was catchy. I thought that it sounded like like what's going on.
That's a really good, that's very helpful to the conversation.
I think that, it sounded like two different songs that are kind of smashed together, but I thought it was kind of catchy.
Right? It's like that mashup, and I know that you know it, of where they do Modest Mouth, where they do All Star mashed up with
Oh my god.
Iconic.
It's really good.
It shouldn't work, but it fucking does.
It does. You're not wrong.
It's so good. I'm going to listen to that.
Probably since we worked at camp.
I play it every once in a while.
Bringing it back. There's a review that's like exactly what you just said, which is One Direction's amped new single End of the Day is catchy enough to be considered two songs. Which I thought was a weird way of phrasing that. Being catchy doesn't make it two songs. So it functions as two standalone pieces, moving abruptly from a boisterous hand clap driven groove to a mid-tempo arena sing-along. Basically every review of it, it's like, this is two songs, they're fun! 17 in their rankings ranked at number 37, and Pop Crush ranked at number 36, so they're neck and neck.
Wow.
17 says, this one's a grower, if only because it's kind of disorienting at first listen. I was thinking, I feel like maybe if I spent years with this song, I would like it more. I feel like that's part of it. It's because the more I listened to it, the more I was like, oh, well, now I'm not noticing as much.
Maybe that Taylor liked it. He listened to it today.
All right, fair. In fact, it sounds like two songs smash into one. First with the anecdotal, almost poetic verses. The way Harry sings Me, Her, and the Moon equals swoon. And then the preachy slower tempo choruses. I don't know how they're preachy. That being said, this sort of experimentation is definitely a musical step forward for the boys and should be more along the lines of what future albums, parentheses, yes, future albums, put out. These people cool. are ready for the reunion.
Speak it into existence.
Pop Crush's review is literally just two songs for the price of one.
See? A two-for-one special.
Yeah?
What's not to
love? It's a positive take. It's a positive take. I know you have a movie pitch, and I know it's deranged, so
let's go. Have anything actually prepared.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Taylor, do you have one, or should we all brainstorm together?
Oh, I don't like brainstorming. I would like
to brainstorm together. That's okay. One thing I did not get around to doing, great. But I think that...
I think this is an exorcist rom-com.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, the mom thinks it's the flu, and the priest thinks it's the devil.
No, I mean, like, the story.
I feel like he fell in love with someone, and then, like, immediately was, like, overcome with love emotion, and then he has, like, a sickness that, like, makes him, like, when he falls in love, he, like, can't stop vomiting.
This sounds like killer cinema.
Every
movie I've seen, I've been like, not enough for Ralph.
Listen, there have been a lot of movies with puking in them this year, and I think we're like going to make it. Knives Out and Hustlers have extensive storylines about lie puking. I think this is becoming a thing, and I think we need to capitalize on this movement in cinema.
Wow!
So take it from there.
Double down. Okay. Well, the initial idea I'd had. So, one thing that's been surprising in the K-pop fandom, is they have all, like, their, like, fics and stuff, and but, like, a really surprising trope that's come up again and again is demon fics.
Everywhere. We love a demon fic.
Yeah, so I feel like this is just, like, a young, fun, and, like, this is my own story.
No, that's fine, that's all I had was the phrase exorcist rom-com. I wanted you to take it from there.
This, I feel like, is, like, young, fun, hot, sexy demons
who are just, like,
living it up. And so I'm going to say it's, like, 1980s L.A.
Great.
We're in the club scene.
This is a real, like, world building. I love it.
And there's just this, like, demon who's just having the time of their lives. Like, it was a great time for demons. Like, Coke was really big. People are just, like, having a ball. And they're, like, partying up, and they're in the club, and they, like, see this person, and they're like, holy shit, like, let's go. Demon senses activated. I don't know what that means, but, and so they start flirting, they're being flirty, they're getting, like, buy a drink kind of thing.
Tell me more, what's flirting? Don't bring him into this. Yeah, we need more. We need more examples.
And so then,
I asked for more examples
of what
flirting.
Oh, flirting.
You said they're flirting. They're getting flirty. They're like, I'm gonna buy you a drink.
Can I buy you a drink? You want to dance?
That's good. That's a good one. Okay.
Is Kermit there?
Kermit has been banned from the building. Security has stopped him at the door.
Kermit is a horny little demon.
This is, like, a literal blasphemy. Kermit is, like, the closest thing we have to a modern-day Jesus. And you are destroying him.
That's Paddington.
Okay, you know what? Fine.
He was a young, sexy demon in the 80s until Jim Henson fostered him and made him what he is today.
Wait, is this, like, a dark Muppets movie now?
Oh, my God. No, I can't do that. Anyways, okay, my original idea. And so then he's like flirting with this person. And then it turns out they're an angel. Angels, demons.
You do that? I feel like there was just like a sound effect in here, but it's like weirdly like my headphones cut out or something. Could you play that again?
I can't. I'm so sorry. It's like the movie Cats versus Dogs, but with angels and demons.
There already was an Angels versus Demons movie. It was the name of the sequel to that one where they're trying to find...
The G-Code.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. No, for real. I'm not even kidding. We are...
Wow. Thanks.
I swear to God, hold on, I'm going to Google it, but I really think I'm right.
Fancy brain.
Da Vinci Code sequel. I just keep...
Da V...
Director Ron Howard.
Let me live! I forgot how to type. Angels and demons. Okay. So in this one, they were working together.
Versus demons.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, though, take it back. This angel and this demon, guys, they fall in love.
Are you fucking kidding
me? And the angel's like,
I never saw it coming.
I can't do this. You're a demon. You're my sworn enemy. And the demon's like, I can't do this. Like, all the boys down in hell. And like, Satan would be like, bro.
All the boys down in hell. Just, you know, having a hot one with the boys, am I right? Things are cold down there. It's fiery.
And so it's just like a whole thing, and they keep having these like insane reactions whenever they're together, because it's just like two opposite forces, and so like maybe there's some vomiting. I don't know, there's some, probably some other stuff. One of them shits their skin on accident.
Oh my god!
One of them vomits, and the other one tells them that they love them.
Yes!
As one does!
Listen! Actually, no, I do. I want this exact scene. They are up on the roof, and they've just had their, like huge fucking blow-up fight, and they're like, we can't do this. Or the angel's like, we can't do this. There's no way. And then the demon's like, I love you. And it's, like, kind of windy. The angel doesn't say anything.
I thought you were thinking that he says, I love you, and it's, like, kind of windy.
Yes.
I have two thoughts in this moment.
And it's kind of windy up here.
One, I love you.
This is the next you had me at.
Two. I love you, and it's, like, kind of windy.
Got a fucking galaxy brain!
Yeah, it's good. It's good shit. Anyways. Okay, and then he starts puking?
No, okay. That happens, like, earlier.
Because, I mean, I hate to nitpick here.
Sure.
But I don't think demons puke. I think the demons get inside of humans and the humans puke.
Listen, it's like when they're on Earth, they have to have some, like, their body has to be somewhat corporeal. Like, is that the word?
Yeah. Corporeal.
I mean, like,
corporeal. So, when they come to Earth, they still have to, like, poop and pee, you know?
No, I know.
So, if they're going to poop and pee...
I know that. What? Angels and demons?
Everybody knows that.
If they are going to eat food, okay, and it's got to come back out, they can easily vomit it back up.
Okay. No, I'm not...
You don't think if they're going to have poop that they might also have a little diarrhea? Okay? Could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
they have to be human. They have to be a little human.
No, you're right.
They're a fucking vampire, okay? They don't gotta worry about any of that shit. Because they don't eat food. They just drink blood. They don't eat food.
Wouldn't you eventually have to, like, pee up the blood?
Do you? I don't think vampires poop.
I'm Googling. Okay, yeah, come to your window, but I am Googling.
I will die on. Vampires don't poop. They don't
poop. Do they talk about pooping in, Twilight?
Vampires do not poop!
Googled, do vampires poop? And the first
result
just says vampires do not poop.
Wow.
But then it says, depends on the vampires, if they actually drink the blood and
it
process it, then yes.
Some canons, not all.
Not all canons. Most canons, though, yeah, they ain't gonna poop. So. Butthole for aesthetic purposes only.
It's true.
Okay, so what happens next?
So then, basically, oh god, so many ways to take this.
Can I make a pitch?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Have you seen the hit movie by James Wynn, Birdemic Shock and Terror, the hit romantic thriller?
I do remember it existing. Yeah. I have not experienced it for myself.
Emily, I honestly can't believe that I never forced you to watch that. Actually, no, I can't believe it because it was horrible. So he kind of pegs the movie as a romantic thriller, which just
this is for
that
real. That's how he describes
45
it.
Minutes of the movie is a horrendous love story, and then the last hour and a half of the movie. Or however long it is, it feels like it's an eternity. is them, is like the two people who fell in love, apparently, just fighting off birds and like being attacked for the rest of the time.
I love so, this, first of all. More movies should follow that.
Listen. Even outline. If you're not in a horror apocalypse situation.
You're always fighting off birds. Yes,
go out and bash some birds. That's going to bring you closer together.
So here's the thing. Seeing the
ornithologists are going to come after us.
Listen, I have given a pro ornithology movie pick before. I'm so sorry.
I have a lot of thoughts about birds.
Everyone knows. I can't remember the song.
I have no idea what song it was. Oh no, it's like the literally most famous One Direction song. Story of My Life.
Story of My Life. Yes, sorry.
I'm looking for an elaborate movie pitch about an ornithologist falling in love with a bird woman.
Shouldn't have a passport.
I was surprised, you know.
I love my brain.
Very much into that. Very
so is this version like two people fall in love and then at the end one of them is overtaken by a demon, so it's an hour of them falling in love and an hour of one of them puking? Because if so, sign me up.
It's an hour of them falling in love and then an hour of just like demon versus angel war scenes where you completely forget about the entire love story.
Yeah.
You get immersed in the lore of demons. Listen,
okay, but to go with this song, which we agree, good or bad, is two songs mashed together, that's kind of beautiful. To make a movie that's two movies mashed together, you know?
Two movies mashed together.
It's the spirit of the song. Alright.
Well, okay, hold on. My conclusion to this storyline.
Yes.
Is going to be, they give a big fuck you to both of their respective homes, and they decide just to become, like, full humans, and they just, like, love each other.
And they die? Another mortals?
They eventually die, yeah. They could have lived forever.
Their names? Adam and Eve.
Holy shit!
Guess what it's not. Just kidding.
We just got biblical, baby.
Woo! We got a prequel, a Bible prequel.
Listen, I never specified Bible. Genders other than that the demon's a boy. They could be gay. The demon, like, well, I just feel like
it could be Adam and Adam.
Adam and Adam. It does not.
But women are never demons.
Right.
So it can only be Adam and Adam. Women are only ever perfect.
Yeah.
That's canon. The world is not that simple, but I wish it was.
Anyways.
Should we talk about where these boys have been? Thank you for pitching that whole movie.
Thank you so much.
I didn't have it in me. I just knew it involved vomit. So thank you for taking the mantle.
I forgot a really important part is after they become human, the demon starts to vomit and then the angel says, I'm so sorry, I love you.
Because that's what you say when somebody pukes.
That's what you say.
Okay, wait. But I can loop that in. Because what if, I know that you said that angels and demons, when they get a human body, poop and pee and stuff. But what if they didn't? What if it was just like a human body, it was like a fake human body, like a little skin suit? Okay. And they're like, no, we want to be human. And then they're like, we want to be humans for real so that we can be in love like humans. Mm. And then they became humans and the first thing that happened is he got the stomach flu. And he was just like puking everywhere. And she was like, I'm sorry, but I love you. And like, thank you for making this decision.
And then the angel, so the demon's vomiting.
Yeah.
The angel's shitty.
And they're like, this is the life we chose. It was a terrible idea.
There's a great balance to that, I think.
Yeah, you know? I think it's kind of beautiful. I think it might be, that's like what being a human is, that's what love is. Well, do you guys want to hear about Zane's cursed home?
Absolutely.
So this is our lore today. I recently came across this article, and here's the terrible part that I just need to own up to. I'm pretty sure that the rest of this article is like, Zane's life is really troubled, and we should care about that. And I bet if I read it, I would be like, wow, that's really fucking beautiful, and I'm so sorry for always roasting Zane. But the thing is that I didn't read the whole thing. I only read the description of his house, and I am going to roast him.
Sure.
So here we go. This is from like late 2015, early 2016.
This is a good one. This is from the Fader article.
All right, fans, it's from the Fader article. Here is how it opens. Googling Zayn Malik's house brings up dozens of blog posts that show you what it looks like. A big white box with chrome accents evoking Miami Beach, even though it's just down the road from a 12th century church and a bedroom community north of London, where, more than a young pop phenomenon, you'd expect to find the family of a middle manager in finance gathered around the TV watching The X Factor. That is a wrong sentence. Number two, I bet that neighborhood hates Zayn.
Yeah.
Like, they probably all have, like, very cute little, like, traditional cottages, and then he built this, like, weird beach house.
Another hot boxing his teepee.
Just you wait. We're getting there.
Is it coming up? Wow.
Zayn, 22, just returned to the United Kingdom after 3 months in Los Angeles, and as he sleeps off jet lag... I'm sorry, what?
I just, for our fans, the United Kingdom is also known as the UK.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I said for our fans.
Why did you know that in our Facebook, but I never knew that?
Well, I just assumed. I'm sorry.
Okay. Guys, I knew. I was joshing.
You got me.
As he sleeps off jet lag into the late afternoon, I wander around his gated property. In the driveway, he's collected all kinds of things with wheels. Two big dirt bikes and a miniature one. A goat cart. I almost a goat cart?
Goat cart. A goat
cart. His goats.
A goat drunk
cart. He does have goats, right?
Full of cabbages.
I don't know. He's on his, like, farm now. I don't know how I hope he has goats. He has.
A go-kart adorned with a Z in the style of the Superman logo.
Of course.
A vintage Mini Cooper.
Okay.
And a few cars that are simply old, which he has spray-painted all over with lime green doodles.
Oh, no.
Street art, as any fan knows, is one of Zayn's passions. He has a room inside where he's painted over every available surface. Taylor, welcome to the world being One Direction fan. Zayn loves street art. He graffitis everywhere he goes. He is not good at
He's
it.
He's not good.
It's that kind of tacky. Thing
where it's like you started doing it so young that everyone was like, all right, sure.
Yeah, but, you're 14. Yeah. We love your Batman logo. And now he just really keeps doing the Batman logo.
Tell him that he's bad.
Wait, here we go.
Find this.
No one is ready for this next paragraph.
I can't wait.
These are the hobbies of a rich young man, but entering Zayn's backyard stirs up an eerie feeling of boyhood bumping up against something darker. Oof. Boxed on his porch is a high-powered Predator carbon-light crossbow. A rope bridge leads past graffitied plywood reading Fuck This Life to a garden shed that's been converted into a pirate-themed pub. Handwritten on the door are the bars, quote, ours, parentheses, it never closes, and the message, quote, I pissed inside.
What?
The building appears to have been shot up by paintballs. On the far side of the yard is a 25-foot Native American teepee, like something out of Neverland, and dead center, at the focal point of all this, standing with its head wrenched back, is a fighting dummy, one of those big, muscly torsos that you can practice punching, or, in Zayn's case, fire into hundreds of times with arrows.
Oh my god.
Okay, he built a pirate bar in his backyard.
This is also, too, this is when he was still with Perry. So this is, like, them being, like, domestic bliss. Like, Perry Edwards had to live in that house.
Wait, but he and Perry, were they together when he left 1D?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he just cheated on her publicly?
Yeah.
Perry!
They didn't call off their engagement until, like, a couple months later.
Oh, Perry, honey, why?
No.
Get out of there!
No, but because she was definitely there with, like, the teepee, because I remember they, like, posted, like, pictures from, like, her birthday, and they're just, like, chilling in our teepee.
Oh, that really tracks, though.
It's, yeah.
The only other thing is that the minute the interview starts, it says, we're settled into his backyard pub with some Bex, and he's fired up a spliff.
Oh, God.
So Zayn just, like, smoked a bunch of weed with this guy.
Yeah, of course.
Instantly.
I just like this sentence right here. This is my dream house, he tells me.
Oh, yeah. For sure. He says, the neighborhoods I came from were not like this. What neighborhoods are, Zayn?
That, I hope.
No
Sounds
neighborhood.
Stressful.
Anyway, something
was
to think about.
Was he 12 when he drafted up the...
This is what's so heartbreaking, is that, like, he did get famous young, but not that young. Like, he was, like, 18, you know?
No.
By the time he bought a house?
Oh, yeah. Because I was, like, One Direction, I think he was, like, 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Still.
I mean, I was stupid when I was 17.
You know how, like...
But I wasn't that stupid.
You know how, like, trauma kind of, like, stunts your development?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm still stupid, but I would never do that house. I would never make that house.
I just want everyone before they go to sleep tonight to think about Zane building a bar in his backyard and then putting a sign on it that says, I pissed in here.
Yeah. I just, like, to what why? End, you know? Like,
why? Also, the fuck this world written yeah. on his rope bridge.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Pick a lane.
Yeah, he knows. He did that. I was like, do you think he did that, or do you think that's whoever built it do it?
Oh, he did it.
Commissioned someone.
He did it.
That does sound like Zane. To be like, I have this piece in mind that I want you to make for me. It's just spray paint. It's just fuck this world. And his artist friends are like, yeah, mission? Hell yeah. Got it. Anyway, I'm something like, terrible
like
to think about.
I'm like friends with quite a few people who went through like architecture school who I think would kill themselves.
Please send them all that article.
Yeah.
Be like, just thinking about my dream house.
What do you guys Jesus. Think about this? Thoughts? Pirate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Rope bridge.
We love a rope bridge to a pirate bar.
Arrows.
Yeah, the crossbow is very scary to me, too.
Yeah, I don't love that that's how he spends his time. And that he's shooting, a fighting dummy with
yeah.
it. Like, it's not just, like, a, you know, like, a little dartboard thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, fully, like, a human man. And yeah. he's like, I wish I could do this. Zane is, like, months away from playing the most dangerous game.
Oh, jeez.
Honestly, I feel like that would be something that, like, Leah would be really into, too.
Oh, God, you're right.
He used to have these, like, giant towns and, like, lived in, like, a big house. I think this is when he was with Cheryl. Anyways, I can just, like, picture
Liam's
him, like,
gonna go on one of those, like, African safaris where they, like, secretly let you kill a lion. And then, like, post a picture of it and, like, not know why everybody's mad.
Did Papa John do that?
I think he did.
Who did that?
Papa John!
No.
Yeah, Papa John's a fucked up person, if you didn't know. The pizza's good, but the man...
Or after he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Hey, apparently he lied. I saw that art. There was, like, an article or something that popped up. I forget.
Papa John ate 40 pizzas in 30 days, but then he actually...
He lied! He didn't.
What reason would he have to lie about
right?
that?
Yeah, but why did he say it in the first place?
Just quote Vampire Weekend. Why would you lie about something dumb like that?
Honestly? Yeah. Correct.
Who was he trying to impress? Like,
right?
40 pizzas in 30 days? This guy must really love his job.
Grasping at straws.
Papa John, get it together. Papa John and Zayn Malik, please go to, like, a spa retreat in Scandinavia where they teach you how to
like
be a person.
Papa John and Zayn Malik.
I love it. Let's do it.
I want Papa John and Zayn Malik to go somewhere, and then for them both to come back, and they're both just really sweaty and red in an interview.
What went down?
That was the
whole Papa
John
thing. They did a bunch of like drugs together.
Oh yes,
that he eating 40 pizzas in 30 days. That interview, like the footage of him, he's just like red and sweaty, and he looks like he hasn't slept in days.
He ate 40 pizzas. Like,
you know,
a lot of pizzas.
Judgment Day's coming.
Oh, Papa John.
Anyways. What are these boys up to now?
Thank you so much for asking me. I can tell you, even.
Okay, great.
So, Liam, like, might have broken up with his teen girlfriend, but I don't know or
she
care.
Broke up with him.
Either way, I did not read the article, and I won't. So, that's our Liam news. I don't have any more than that. Speaking of love...
Yeah.
Gigi and Zane are on again, baby.
On again.
We're pretty sure, but then she posted a photo of him and on the farm today.
Yeah.
With the caption Valentine.
Although this isn't gonna come out until
surprise. We recorded early on Valentine's Day, which was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
It was such a long time ago. I barely even remember it.
This picture, like, I'm glad, like. I don't know. They're out doing stuff. He just does not look like a pop star at all.
No, he's a little crusty these days. You know,
but I'm happy.
His neck tattoo is covered, and that brings me joy.
Yeah,
yeah. Taylor, Gigi Hadid, and Zayn have a very tumultuous relationship.
Yeah. They're a real will. They won't.
She really thinks she can save him.
Yeah,
and she shouldn't.
I don't
have to take
that
on.
She alone can. But now that I know that she has the
friends
queer
with the queer eye
guys
behind
her,
that's our real plan, is to get him in with the queer eye guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, congrats, I guess. I mean, congrats to Zayn, and I'm sorry to Gigi. Like, that's That's the reality.
Is, do you think the farm was like Gigi's family farm or Zane's weird?
But didn't he buy a farm like down the street from her family farm?
Are they both in like Pennsylvania?
I thought they had like matching family farms. I thought it was like when Taylor Swift dated a Kennedy and like immediately bought a home next to the Kennedys.
That's what we all would do.
I mean, listen, we all just want to be Jackie O, but you know, alive. Anyway, Louis, in an interview, revealed that he used to have a YouTube channel where he would post covers of songs.
Oh, that's so pure.
Like, before he was in 1D.
That's so pure.
And he said he has not taken it down, and, like, if anybody finds it, like, he's like, it's fair game. Have a mission. I don't know. He said it's fucking hilarious, actually, as there is some really bad covers on there. One of them is all right, but the rest is shit. Some of them are videos of me at school. If you fancy a laugh, have a look. Oh, no one's found it yet, apparently. What do we think the covers are? Like, what are our best?
What do we want to bet on? He for sure did some from Grease.
Yeah, that's his whole identity pre-1D.
Hold on. I'm Googling now because I really want to see Tomlinson YouTube. I just feel like people have had to have found it.
The article was posted, like, today.
I know, but, well, I guess I'm just so used to, hold on. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, the 1D fandom is not what it was, I feel like. If we were back in its heyday, we would have already been on it.
Oh, within 60 seconds. Anyway, I just hope there's, like, something really embarrassing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want him to have, like, tried to rap. Like, that's...
I want it to be something, like, just, like, really off-brand, like a Norah Jones cover or something.
Oh, I kind of love that for him. Right? I would love to hear Louis sing Norah Jones. Right? That sounds nice.
It's probably, like, Oasis, though.
Yeah, that would track. Anyway, guys, I don't know if you've heard, but there's a petition to make Niall date Selena Gomez.
What? News to me.
It's brand new information.
Wow.
I will say I do feel really bad for them. Somebody asked him about it on a radio show.
Oh no, they asked him about it?
Of course they did.
Yikes.
He said, "Here we go again." Then said, "This petition I feel like has been going on for I think 8 years. So apparently we just haven't been keeping track of it. Myself and Selena are really good friends with the same group of mates. I remember I saw this stupid article a while ago of her walking out of my house or walking into my house or something like that, and everyone was like, oh, they're together. There was also about 50 other people in there for a barbecue. It's just typical, absolute useless nonsense."
Damn.
He's really over it, which is fair, but also, like, maybe they should date.
Right?
I just feel like she has...
I feel like she has turned him down. It's like,
maybe I started that petition? Like, I don't... Who's to say?
She turned him down, and, like, Niall, like, really had feelings for her.
So
now whatever.
No!
Like, yeah, guys, he's like, no,
that's crazy.
I know, okay? This is stupid. This is useless, okay? I already know. I already tried.
No! It's only because she's still hung up on Bieber.
Maybe, or maybe she talked to Hailee Steinfeld, and Hailee Steinfeld was like, listen, he cheated on me.
Taylor, how much of this conversation have you followed? That was, like...
Do you want percentage?
Yeah, that would be excellent.
Probably 4.
Okay, cool. That's better than 0!
When you were talking about the petition, because I saw that article also.
Okay, fair. I just didn't know if you had any thoughts on Selena's dating history, on Justin Bieber, on the breakup between Niall and Hailee Steinfeld. I know you've been following all of it.
Hailee Steinfeld? Is she related to Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
it's Steinfeld with Seinfeld a T, is. Which she did to make herself different from her father, Jerry Seinfeld. Just kidding. Oh. She's not related to Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my.
Oh, okay. sorry, she was showing me a note. It was about you, I'm just kidding.
It's about her computer.
This is like really fast, so I'm just gonna do one more. Is that okay. Cool?
Oh, it's right. Yeah.
So our last lore of the day is about our best friend, Harry Edward Styles. It's just a very short article that I found that made me so happy, which is this picture of Harry. He is wearing a striped sweater. Whew. He is wearing an embroidered army jacket. He is wearing corduroy flares. He is wearing his pearl necklace. His fingernails are painted red.
Hold on. here's why this outfit specifically fucks me up so much. This is exactly a Kim Tae Young outfit.
Wow.
This is so much his shit.
Okay, well then don't get mad because this article is all about how specifically hairy this is and how nobody else could do it. So
no, but like, just let that happen. That's how they're wrong. Because it is.
Well, oh, can I still read it?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. It says, Harry Styles playing Harry Styles was always going to be a big role. He breaks hearts, he's worshipped by an ever-fervent fandom that grows larger and more frenzied by the year, and he's actually talented. Fancy that. Rolling Stone enrolled his second studio album into its best of 2019 class, while the New York Times deemed it a tour de force. But the ascendance can't be reasoned by talent alone. In this day of image building and lots of smoke, Styles hasn't leaned on the tropes of leading man material. He doesn't wear Oxford shirts. He doesn't play it safe. In fact, the 26-year-old is doing exactly as he likes, which coincidentally isn't at all like the stuff of his predecessors. Take his latest outing, mobbed by photographers and autograph hunters that really should be at work. Don't judge them. Styles' outfit isn't a natural fit. There are stripes. These aren't always best placed alongside big graphic embroidery, nor are they complementary to cords and flares and beaded necklaces and a lick of red nail polish, and yet it does work because Styles has published his own rule book by breaking the rules. Because such things can work in tandem. As Gucci has long proved, they work well, especially when combined with the showmanship of Mick Jagger headlining a Vegas residency that never came to fruition. So the next time your smorgasbord of menswear pieces raises a brow, shine on, brother. The glowing New York Times review will come soon enough. And it's fucking beautiful. As someone who once got into a big argument with a man who does listen to this podcast, shouts out, you know who you are, about how I loved Harry Styles' style, and he was like, but he keeps breaking rules, and I was like, but that's why it's good! Shout out, you know who you are, Esquire agrees with me. I just really like that. I like that they're like, look at this man just looking silly and having the time of his life.
Yeah.
And that's just why we love him.
We love to see it.
That's it. That's where they are now.
Beautiful.
Breaking up with their teen girlfriends and wearing pearls.
Wow, what a journey.
What a journey!
Before we officially wrap up, though, we need to rate this song.
Yeah, we do!
We always rate it out of a certain number of boys.
There's five boys total, and then we choose how many of them go into the song. Halves and quarters are accepted and sometimes encouraged.
But you need to specify
which part body part you are removing in order to make a half of a Liam, for example.
So I will go first.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this song 4 1/3 boys.
Okay.
I'm going to give it all the four boys that are still in the band.
Okay.
And then the third of Zayn is going to be, let's see. I feel like I've done this before, but I want hands attached to feet. And the hands are going vertical. So it's like, full arms.
Okay, because
full arms. So instead of legs, it's the arms, and they're just going straight
up. Isn't something from Real Monsters?
I don't know that is.
From Nickelodeon. No?
Oh!
I know what you're talking about.
Taylor's got it. Taylor's Real Monsters.
And like, isn't there like one animal that like holds its eyes?
Yeah. I think that's
this one's a little, they're not connected. So it's a little bit more.
There's just arms and feet?
The 2 feet and legs, like, they're not connected. It's just, like, there's one arm attached to a foot, and then there's a second arm that's attached to a foot. But those arms and feet are not connected.
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah. I got you. So it's, like, two little beings made out of one Zayn.
Yeah. The hands can wave, too.
Oh, that's very important. Can they clap?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, because, like, they have to, like, both be.
And also, because it's, like, the angle's a little weird.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of more like they just have to, like, jump a little bit.
It's kind of like they're just headbutting.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Some might say.
All right, I'm going to give the song 2 1/2 boys. Oof. I'm going to give it a, I'll give it a Harry, because I do love the 2 songs that it is, and I'll give it a Louis, because he wrote it. Sorry that our group chat is blasting. What do you want from me? I don't know how to do that.
We'll do it later.
Anyway, and then the half I'll give it is a half of a Liam, because he did write it, and it's gonna be, like, his torso, I think. But, yeah, just his torso, and then he can, like, roll around on one of those scooters that they give you in PE class.
Cool. Love it. Love to see it.
Okay. Taylor?
How'd you rate this?
I'll give it a Liam and a Harry to symbolize an angel and a demon.
Great. Wow, that was beautiful. Good. That was really nice.
I'll give it a Louis. Mm-hmm. I'll toss him in the mix just because I like his gumption, his moxie, his style.
He's got all of that in spades.
I'll give it a Nile because I thought it was catchy. But you know what?
Full Zane. 4 out of 5 boys. And he left out Zane, which is just right.
He's out.
He's out. He chose to leave.
He's out of my score.
That's what he did. Wow. That's what he did. Wow. That's what he deserves.
Dark stuff. Woo! We did it!
We did it! Taylor, thank you
so much. Yay! Thanks, Taylor!
Thank you for inviting me. This is great.
Ugh, so true. God bless. So true.
Anyways, bye!
Okay, bye!